Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Do you know the term killer app? Have you heard that term before? Well, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you know the term, because you've heard me use it many times before. Initially, the term was coined in the 1990s, and a killer app is computer jargon. And it stands for an application that significantly enhances the value of a larger host technology. An innovation would be dubbed as a killer app when it became so compelling that the subsequent high adoption rate might literally kill any product or associated business that it replaced. And whatever, that's the reason it was called a killer app, because it would be so widely used and adopted that whatever was in its wake would literally, you know, either be neutralized or minimized. And no one probably called it this, but the classic killer app would be the internal combustion engine delivered in its host technology, the automobile. You see what I'm talking about? An application that would be part of a larger technology. The internal combustion engine is really what made, you know, if you think about it, the automobile began as just another chariot, another carriage, right? But when you put the internal combustion engine in it, that was the killer app. Those folks who were in the horse-drawn carriage industry, including the proverbial buggy whip, you know about that. Those industries, those companies, were asphyxiated by the new technology, the internal combustion engine. That was a killer app. They just didn't call it that in those days. Modern killer apps include the web browser. This is my opinion. Some people might disagree with me, but I think the web browser was a killer app because it was delivered over the internet. That's the host technology that the web browser was delivered on, over. It changed how we consume media. Think about that. Think about how the web browser, Internet Explorer, Thunderbird, Chrome, all those, think about how that changed the way you get information, how you consume media. And it painfully shifted the paradigms of traditional media. Look at what it's done to all the traditional media, including radio, television, newspaper, etc., magazines, movies, music, etc. The web browser, that basic technology, is a killer app. And if you were looking for another killer app, ask the U.S. Postal Service about the impact of that little killer app called the email client, which as you know, is delivered, your email is delivered over the World Wide Web. So that's the host technology. The killer app is the email client, like Outlook, for example, or Eudora, Thunderbird, things like that. Mobile apps delivered over Wi-Fi and mobile networks convert content otherwise consumed with a browser on a computer desktop into handy forms, into the handy forms developed for the much smaller and variably shaped screens on the handheld devices, like your smartphones, right? Mobile apps are so sexy that they're progressively wounding the personal computer industry. How about that? Mobile apps could become a killer app for the computer industry. Remember when IBM sold their global PC business? They got out of the... I mean, they were one of the people who helped create the PC business. Their PC... They launched their first PC in 1982. Not before Apple, not before a couple of the others, but it was big when IBM created their first PC. Well, they sold that business to Lenovo in 2005. Why did they do that? Could it have been because they saw the mobile stuff coming. Michael Dell, call your office. In 1998, I first started talking about I started doing my show in 97. In 98, I started looking around, and I started reporting on the evolution of internet connections. In those days, as you know, everybody had had dial-up, right? Well, there was such a thing as broadband internet. It was very, very thinly available, very, very sparsely available. We called it big pipes in those days. That's what people, that was the nickname for the broadband internet. Big pipes. I got real excited when I heard about those because I could see that when people didn't have the restrictions of bandwidth that the dial-up gave you, that this was going to change things. I told my audience, I told you that when broadband internet became ubiquitous, the world would change. When everybody who wanted broadband could get it, the world would change. And with the proliferation of Wi-Fi and the mobile networks, the 3G, 4G, the world has changed. Ask any business in any industry that once depended upon human beings being tethered to a desk in an office inside of a building downstairs. Ask anybody whose business depended on people staying in one place and working there all day if Wi-Fi, if broadband internet over Wi-Fi and 3G, if that hasn't changed their business. Of course it has. Changed it big time. So those are a form of killer apps. Today, killer app is part of the vernacular. You hear it used for a lot of different things. And it's a handy metaphor describing any slayer of an entrenched business model. So here are two questions that I want you to ask your team in the next meeting that you have with them. Are we creative and innovative enough to produce a killer app? Or are we so hidebound that we could become the roadkill of someone else's killer app? And here's the thing you need to realize. If you're not trending toward the former, you're slouching toward the latter. And think about that, folks. And I want to talk about that again a little bit more when we come back after these messages. If you're not trending toward being a killer app developer, you're slouching toward becoming someone else's roadkill. And you've heard me say this before. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Really? Couldn't get away too soon.
I can't imagine anything. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.